Excuse me, so sorry to disturb you, but you look like you love Black History. And if I'm right, you need to check out the Black History Buff Village over on Patreon. There's no ads or annoying interruptions like this. Just post after post of beautiful Black History. When you get a minute, please check it out. You won't regret it. Link's in the description. All right, I'm off now. Bye. Hey family, welcome back to Black History Buff Definitions, where we break down history into bite-sized lessons. Today, we're talking about the Harlem Renaissance. Let's get into it. The Harlem Renaissance was a cultural movement in the early 20th century that saw an explosion of Black creativity in music, literature, art, and thought. Centered in Harlem, New York, this period produced legendary figures like Langston Hughes, Zora Neale Hurston, Duke Ellington, and Josephine Baker. It was more than just an artistic movement. It was a declaration of Black identity, intellectual power, and creative brilliance. The Harlem Renaissance laid the foundation for future civil rights activism and shaped the course of American culture in ways still felt today. That's it for today's episode of Black History Buff Definitions. If you have a word or term you want me to define, drop a comment or hit me up on social media. Until next time, stay blessed. Hey, you stay till the end credits, like only the smartest of people do. Listen, if you stuck around this long, you sound like the kind of person who might really enjoy my Patreon. Over there, you'll get access to hundreds of ad-free posts, early access to videos and recordings, bonus content, and whatever else I can think of to add value to your life. And you can join for free. Plus, if you join a paid tier, you'll get your name in the end credits of videos and that warm, fuzzy feeling of knowing that you're helping me make the show bigger and better. You can find me by searching for Black History Buff on Patreon or by using the link in the description. That's it. I'm done. Thank you so much for staying with me, and I hope you'll stick around for more episodes and share them with your friends. Till next time, stay blessed.